and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is November 11th, Wednesday. That's right, you're hearing correctly. This is the second day in a row in a long time that I've done a podcast. And I'm excited to be coming to you today to talk about branding. So I did a video today. I recommend you check it out on YouTube about branding. But, you know, with YouTube, it's limited in the sense that, you know, I don't like to make YouTube videos super duper long. So, you know, I wanted to dive in further in this podcast episode about branding your voiceover business. All right. So we're going to talk about what is brand? What is your brand, or what does brand mean for voiceover actors? Why we need it. And then I'm going to give you about five different things that you can actually use to brand your business. Five different ideas or thoughts that will hopefully stimulate some ideas. All right. Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
Okay, so we are back. Real quick, if you haven't had a chance, please go ahead and feel free to leave a review about the podcast over at iTunes or Spotify. It's really cool. Like I said yesterday, more and more people are finding this podcast, and it really makes me happy. Because as you know, if you started at the beginning, you know, I started back in 2018, and this has been just a wonderful ongoing thing, I think, for myself, you know, but for our community. So thank you guys so much for your support. Okay, now let's talk about what branding is, all right? So the idea is, like, when people hear your organization's name, or like your personal brand or your personal name, you know, thoughts pop up that influence what they believe and how they buy. Do you know what I mean? So those thoughts that people hold in their mind, okay, those are that relate to your brand, your personal brand, that's the basis of what a brand is. Okay? So when we're talking about voiceovers, you know, this can be, you know, when someone sees your name or sees a logo or sees something that represents your business, what is it? What are the thoughts that pop up in their mind about you, your business, your brand, or the types of voiceovers you do? Okay, that's what branding is. And, you know, it's, again, these ideas or thoughts that are attached to you or your business. Okay? So why do we need a voiceover, or why do we need a brand for our voiceover business? Okay, well, I think, you know, the reality is so much is changing, right, on a regular basis. The world is changing like crazy. And we know this. We know how fast it's changing, the internet, our lives, just everything. And with change, there's a lot of things that come and go. Something's hot one day, it's not hot the next day. We're on a platform one day that's getting a lot of work, the next day it's not. You know, it's one thing right now to be on a couple of platforms or doing a couple of things and it's working, but maybe 5 years from now it doesn't work. And if you're like me, you know, I'm building this for the long haul. I'm not building this for, you know, a couple of months or a couple of years. You know, I'm building this for the next, 50 years of my life. So, you know, I'm looking at ways to cut through all of that change, all of that different things happening where, you know, fads will come and go, websites will come and go, actions that yield results will come and go. So a brand, we need a brand because it cuts through that mess. It will last. It won't go away. Because when all these things change, if you have a brand People will look at your brand. They'll know right away what to think about your business, what you stand for, what you do. And you are effectively cut off from that fear of change. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have to change our you know, and things that we offer and moving forward in the future, but a brand allows you some staying power. It allows you security. If everything went away tomorrow that you make money on, what do you have left? Do you have a brand? Do people, you know, will people recognize you, or will they have no idea that you exist because what they really recognized was the brands that you worked for? Or the platforms that you were on, they really didn't know your name or your brand. That's why we need a brand. We need a brand to cut through all that mess and to stay relevant. So that's why we need a brand. Let's get into a couple of different ways. And, you know, I'm trying to make this podcast as full of information as possible because, you know me, I can go on talking for a long time. So let's cut through and go to what are some different ways. I've got five different ways that you can come up with some branding positioning, some ideas, some things that we can kind of hold our hat on, hang our hat on, if you will, in order to come up with our brand. So the first thing I want to talk about is that we fulfill an undressed interest, unaddressed interest or need. So as I talked about in the video, you know, Avio's journey, I started Avio's journey with the idea, honestly, that I just wanted to have a place for people to go where it was a community of like-minded, positive, supportive people, because I had been in a couple of groups and, you know, quite frankly, they weren't very nice. I'm not calling any group out because I honestly don't remember the groups. I just remember I didn't feel like at first I could find a place. Now, there might be many wonderful groups out there for voice actors. I'm sure there are. But I couldn't really find a place where I felt welcome as a newcomer, or I felt welcome to say, hey, I work on Fiverr, or hey, you know, I do short books on ACX. I'll never forget one time I was in a group and I mentioned that I recommend, you know, or someone mentioned in the group about me saying that I did short books. And now I don't know if they realized I was in the group, but they started saying all these bad things about me. Like I was, you know, some fad, it wouldn't work, I would just go away, I was an amateur. I didn't even know these people, or, and I'm assuming they had no idea who I was because I wasn't, I mean, you know, like, I mean, they didn't know me. I mean, you know what I mean? And it was amazing to me that they would just start bad mouth. And it was multiple people, including the person who was running the group. And there were like thousands of people in this group, and them not realizing that I was in the group, you know what I mean? I politely said, hey, thank you. And I actually thanked the guy for hosting the group. And I understood, you know, their ideas, and that's totally okay. But I'm having a lot of success with what I'm doing, and, you know, I appreciate their feedback, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be successful in this business. And I said it nicely and politely. And what I noticed was that they actually came back and apologized in the post for saying the things they did. And I think a lot of that had to do with more so because I didn't engage in anger, right? Because the reality is they didn't know me. Was it nice what they were saying about me? No, but they didn't know me, which means that in reality, I didn't take any offense to it. Because why? It doesn't really, things don't really offend us unless we allow them to. Anyways, the point is that these were types of groups that, you know, were out there. And so I wanted to create a place that people could go to feel supported, to feel part of a community that accepted them no matter where they were in their business and no matter what crazy ideas or thoughts they had. They weren't put down for it. So that's something I created. And I really believe that that was something that wasn't being fulfilled in the industry at the time. Now, of course, that has to do with voiceover actors. But if I look at my voiceover business, it's the same thing. I run it the same way. And I wanted to create a business that had a robust community communication policy. meaning that I communicated with people throughout the process. I was open about what was happening. I didn't lie. My pricing, for example, I was very open about the fact that I charge the same amount everywhere. You know, no matter where I charge the same amount. There's no fluff. There's no, you know, trickery behind it. You know, I charge what I charge, and I'm more than understanding if they can't pay it or if they approach me and they offer a cheaper price. I'm not angry about it. I'm very understanding. Not everybody has a lot of money. Now, that doesn't mean I accept the work, but I treat everybody kindly with respect. Have I been frustrated before? Of course, I've been very frustrated before. Let's just put it that way. But it's how we act upon it. So, anyways, that's how I looked upon my brand as being someone who was, or, you know, personal brand or VO's journey was a brand that meant more than just me, right? It meant kindness. It meant supportiveness. It meant empowering people, right? Empowering people to build their own business and then to feel supported in the meantime. That's a VO's journey. So that's one way, is to fulfill an unaddressed interest or need. Okay, let's talk about the next way. The next way is, and I love this way, is challenging the status quo, right? I mean, when we think about this, I think about that famous TED Talk by Simon Sinek on why, you know, start with why, where he goes in with Apple. Now, we can all debate what kind of company Apple is now, but, you know, when Apple, you know, when Steve Jobs was alive, and, you know, whether he was a good guy or not, that's what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about Apple's whole idea was, we challenge the status quo, right? You don't have to be a genius to run our computers, and you don't have to be a genius or a millionaire to afford something beautiful and sleek and easy to operate. Okay, you don't have to, you know, it was challenging this idea that only a certain type of people with a certain knowledge set or a certain bank account could get a computer, right? I mean, because at the time, you know, the Apple operating system was quite different. And of course, Bill Gates and Microsoft, there was definitely, a lot happening in the background there. Well, anyways, the point is I always think about that and how their whole thing is challenging the status quo. So how can you or your brand challenge the status quo? How can you do things that challenge what we all do right now? I think one of the biggest ways that challenged the status quo was clearly a site like Fiverr. I mean, now you have this place where before things were done in a service meant, you know, for voiceover actors, things were done in a way where we literally, you know, we sent invoices, we worked with studios, we were part of a union, we did all of these things. There was licensing rights. You know, there was such a wall or a standard that kind of, you know, propped a few people up and held everybody else down. But Fiverr comes along and creates a system that now people, anyone could come and simply press a button and get a voiceover. They could literally press a buy now button, pay with a credit card, and get a voiceover. They didn't have to go through agencies. They didn't have to purchase all this, you know, licensing rights if you know, the voice actor didn't want to. They didn't have to pay fees to representatives. I mean, even though now Fiverr charges for a fee, but you get what I'm saying. It was such a challenge to the status quo. So when you're looking at your business, your brand, how can you challenge the status quo? What can you do differently than everybody else? How can you turn the industry on your head? I had to tell you guys, I really feel that many of us don't give ourselves enough credit that we are strong enough or good enough to change something, to change how people think about something. But the reality is yes, you are. You are strong enough. You are good enough. You do have the ability. The only thing that will stop you is the measure of your resolve. That is the only thing. Do you have a strong measure of resolve, or do you have a weak measure of resolve? That's the big thing. So that's the one thing. Status change this challenge the status quo. All right, let's talk about another one. Specialized to serve a new market niche. Okay, so be a specialist. I think this one is great right now, especially for areas like the real estate market, areas like, let's be honest, areas like erotica. This is ASMR, right? These areas are audio based, and even though ASMR, there's a video component to it because on YouTube, but it's very audio, right? It's very, you know, we're listening to these noises and these sounds, and you know, it's a very intimate type of recordings and, you know, meditation, right? We've got all these niches that are just exploding, right? That are really growing, and producer tags. I have a student who, you know, started just doing producer tags, and all of a sudden, you know, she's doing all kinds of producer tag work. And, you know, it's amazing how these things can pop up and you can become a specialist in them. So your brand can become a specialist. And here's the thing. How do you, it's always been said, right? Like, how do you go up against someone like Walmart? Or how do you go up against someone like Voices.com or even Fiverr, right? Well, you go up against them by being a specialist. You don't try to offer everything, or you do, but you specialize, you get known for specializing in something. Like, maybe you're the person who does amazing, unique meditation type voiceover jobs. Maybe you do incredible real estate voiceovers with drone footage, you know, or maybe you have a website that helps realtors do that. Or maybe you have something that, you know, is all about, like I said, maybe podcast intros and outros, or you do podcasts for people. Maybe you host, like maybe you are like a site that helps podcasters, and then you can help them, like you have packages that helps them set up their helps them set up an intro and an outro, and helps them even do their packages, or helps them even do their voiceovers for their podcast. Like you can brand yourself in that, in those really specialized niches. Okay, so that's one way. All right, let's talk about way number four. We're on four. Transform an established solution, or I'm sorry, transform an established solution. So let's say that, you know, we are, if you think about this one, it's all about taking something that has already been done and transforming it into something else. So, for example, I think ASMR is a perfect example. I mean, here's voiceovers, okay, that were then taken to a new level by whispering and making noises. Right? Well, how can you take the voiceover industry and transform it? You might think right now, maybe a transformation is clearly going underway with artificial intelligence. Well, how can you, what can your brand be that transforms the way people do business there? Maybe, you know, you transform the way people pay for voiceovers. Maybe instead of people paying you at one time, they pay you monthly for like to have you on retainer. Maybe people pay you, maybe instead of offering, you know, specific voiceovers, I mean, for everything, you offer pre-done voiceovers for XYZ. Maybe, you know, there's so many ways you can transform already a solution that someone's come up with and create a new one, right? There's all kinds of ways you could do that. Maybe instead of just offering the voiceover, which is a solution to businesses, you offer a voiceover and you're going to offer training for whatever they're doing. Maybe you offer extra help and support. Do you know what I mean? That there's something, that there's a way that you can transform an established solution. I think, like I said, that one of the biggest way things that are transforming right now is AI. Another thing, again, is I think the way voiceovers, especially in the adult audio arena, a lot is transforming, right? A lot of things are switching from video to audio, and that's a big market right now. So, you know, that's something that's definitely transforming to be able to be used, not by just having to watch video, but being able to be listened to wherever you are. So there's number four. Let's go to number five. This is the last one. The last one is introduce an all-new solution. So the last one, we were transforming something into something else, just like AI transforming from people doing it to now it being done by artificial intelligence. But introducing an all-new solution, do you know what I mean? If we think about that, I mean, you know, this is where innovation, this is where, you know, you create something that has not been done before. And I think that's, you know, that's pretty darn cool. So if you step back and think, well, what can I do? What can my business offer that no one else does? Right? What can I offer using my voiceover skills that no one else does? You know what I mean? I always had dreams and visions of doing specific, like offering specific, taking voiceovers and turning them into, perfect example, like during Valentine's Day, you know, instead of, you know, where they had like the candy grams or like, you know, they had like, you know, you give chocolate and flowers and stuff. What about packaged messages that you could send somebody? You know, and maybe through email, you know, maybe someone orders it and you send them a series of, you know, five emails each day, you know, over the period saying all the, you know, doing a voiceover about how I, you know, all the different ways you love them. Right. It's just an interesting way to change, to introduce something new, right? That you come up with a new innovation for the same problems that people are having, right? Maybe, again, for videos and your voiceovers for videos. Maybe there's a different way that you can offer video content that doesn't involve you having to go out and shoot videos. Okay. And I'm not just talking about stock footage. Maybe there's a new type of video format you come up. Listen, don't sell yourself short. Don't act like you can't do these things. You just want to rely on someone else. Now, you might find the first couple of these were a lot easier to just right off your top of your head, figure out how to stand out. But you also might have that $1 million, that $1 billion idea tucked away and, you know, or written down somewhere that for your voiceover business. All right. You know, you might have thought, you know, hey, I've always wanted to do this with my voiceover business. Do you know what I mean? I always wanted to, you know, do that with my voiceover business. Well, that can be a very forward-thinking and lucrative option that you have. So don't put anything, don't throw anything away. Put everything out on the table. And let's go back over these five things again. So the first thing was, you know, fulfill an unaddressed interest or need. The second one we talked about was challenge the status quo. The third one we talked about was specialize in serving a new market niche. The fourth one was transform an established solution. And the fifth one was introduce an all-new solution. So with these five, come up with something that identifies your brand, something that identifies you. Okay, it's got to be at the core of everything you do. And then from that point on, everything that you do revolves around that core mission, that vision for your brand. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope I dove into this. I mean, you know, we could talk about these and ideas, I think, all day long. But for the sake of brevity, let's go ahead and call it quits for today. Again, if you get an opportunity and you like this podcast, please go ahead and leave a review. You can also head over to aviosjourney.com. Check us out over there. Also, we'd love to have you in the Facebook group, Avio's Journey Facebook group. And thank you, as always, for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. I will talk to you soon. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.